Texte numéro 89. Refusing to fly has lost me my job as a climate researcher. It's a price worth paying. 2 weeks ago, my employer presented me with a stark ultimatum. Return to my offices in Kiel, Germany, within 5 days, or lose my job. I'm a climate researcher, and since March 2023, I've been completing vital fieldwork into the social impact of climate change almost 24,000 kilometres away on the island of Bougainville off the coast of Papua New Guinea. The urgency of their request to return meant I would have to jump on a plane if I was to meet the deadline, but for me this was not an option. I have been practicing conscientious objection to flying for more than 10 years. My employer has supported me on a slow trip in the past. I do not boycott flying altogether, but I will only catch a plane when no other alternative exists. Many people have asked why it is so important for me to travel as low carbon as possible. I have 3 reasons. First, I want to be consistent with my moral commitment to avoid flying. Aviation is the biggest contributor to climate change of all forms of transport. A trip by plane from Papua New Guinea to Germany produces, in 32 hours, 5.3 tonnes of CO2 per passenger. Slow travel produces approximately 12 times less. Second, I promised all the 1,800 participants in my research in Bougainville that I would return low carbon. I want to keep my promise. Finally, and most importantly, I hope my case might put a little crack into the wall of selfishness, greed and apathy, which, in the words of a climate lawyer, is the main hindrance to stopping runaway climate change. I'm not the type of person who likes telling others what to do, but I would like to invite people to shift the boundaries of what is considered normal within their own sphere of action. According to Oxfam, the richest 10% in the world produce over half of emissions. 90 companies are responsible for 63% of the world's historic CO2 emissions. Worldwide, flying remains the prerogative of the elite. At the time of writing, I am waiting to embark on a cargo ship on the first leg of my low-carbon journey to Europe. When I arrive in Europe in about 45 days, I will be jobless. If, on my way, I manage to persuade people that our planet is seriously endangered and that radical, extraordinary action is needed, losing my job will have been a price worth paying. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2023.